I was in Cape Town and at City Hall the morning he was released from Robben's Island. And the freedom of his body unleashed a dynamic unlike any other. So as his body has transformative, now his spirit has been released. Likewise, you feel the same impact around the world. And I think that we must put him in context, not just as kind of a nice, kind, gentle little teddy bear. He's a freedom fighter. Matter of fact, he and Tumble were the commanders of the UK arm of ANC. He once told me that about 2 years ago, I asked him about his UK days as a commander. He said that they tried nonviolence, it didn't work. They tried the legal system, it didn't work. They met the massacres so they joined the military arm, and that they were blowing up railroads and the like, installations. But they were about to escalate, he said, and when they would call it Lily's Leaf, just before they went to jail, they talked to the hospital and the school. He said he's glad they got caught. He would rather have gone to jail 27 years than have killed innocent people. He was glad he did not have on his hands the blood of the next level of targets. This was a horrendous political apartheid system.
Of course, that struggle was the Umkhonto with Sizwe, the armed struggle that he launched. And you said that with the passing on of Nelson Mandela, you said his spirit had been released. And again, you take us back to that moment when he walked out of prison, addressed a crowd in Cape Town, and you saw him. That spirit you saw in him at that time, and the spirit you say has been released, are they the same?
Well, see, it's interesting that his goal was, and that of ANC was a non-racist political system in of the apartheid, and they achieved that goal. And he would not let suffering stand between him and that goal. The great fear of the whites was that he would engage in retribution. But at that point, he chose with his power, he chose reconciliation over revenge and retribution. And that unleashed another dynamic of hope. And he was able to hold a nation together. The whites didn't run off and leave, and they kept a certain kind of infrastructure relationship, and the Indians and the coloreds and the blacks. And so while there's much work to be done, he served one term. He could have been president until tonight, except he was not power hungry. To go from electing then Thabo Mbeki, who was in exile, and then Zuma, who had been in jail, he laid the groundwork for a political order, and that hope that order is honored.
He basically prepared us for life without him way back in 1999 when he stepped down from the presidency. And he said he left, that is his great legacy, he left us with a democracy.
Big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, a functioning, stable democracy, rule of law. He is the only president who went to court when a judge summoned him.
And I wonder, Reverend Jackson, what your thoughts are about the impact he had on the civil rights struggle in the United States.
Well, significant, but also the question is the impact of the civil rights struggle on him. He and Dr. King both went to jail in 1963. Dr. King got out earlier, quite aware of the apartheid system in South Africa, as we live in the apartheid system in America. And out of that came the Voting Rights Act of 65. And out of that came a whole body of black politicians in America. So we were able to get the U.S. Congress to declare sanctions on South Africa, a combination of our civil disobedience went to jail every day for a year in America, and given how Central American press is, every year, every day for a year went to jail, plus the sanctions had an impact on South Africa. So we kind of had an impact on each other. Dr. King and Nelson Mandela, in that sense, were great peers with moral authority. I think his role as lawyer, very able lawyer, I should never forget, the Sunday came out and I saw him for the first time. He called my name. I almost collapsed. He had been watching our work, the 84 campaign from prison.
Presidential campaign.
And he would maybe have been 40 or 50 people in the room.
And I think you were in Cape Town when he was released.
Yeah, he shook every hand and called every name. And after he did the speech, which he had worked on with others and prepared, in the debates, his mind was as sharp as a razor when it came out. He was as current as if he had never left.